his friends. This shir should be a special schus for Avi Mari and Imi Marasi Sheyichyu. Uli schus Maris Nechagito Basrab Chaim Tzvi Choyotze Chalatzea Lebracha Vatzlacha B'masa Yadayim. Schus Plumedalia Bas Chanadina Lebracha Vatzlacha B'chol Masa Yadayim B'chol Anil V'meleha Choyotze Chalatzea Rachel Bas Geula, Shein Elchana Bas Malka, Rachel Bas Lacha B'chol Maasei Yedeihem, and Schus Moshita Ben Peshedina, Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Esther, Yosef Ezra Ben Esther, Shmuel Ben Yamin Tishna Rachel Leah, Rachel Bas Lacha B'chol Maasei Yedeihem, B'chol Anil V'maleihem. We're going to be discussing the Din of Ibur Shana and Kiddush HaChodesh based on the Torah of Hagoyen HaTzadik, Rav Aaron Cohen, Zichrono Levracha, who was a Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshivas Chevron. The Rambam and the Chinuch count the mitzvah of Ibur Shana and Kiddush HaChodesh as one mitzvah in the Minyan HaMitzvah, sanctifying the new month and making an Ibur Yor, making a leap year, they count as one mitzvah. However, the Ramban in the Shoresh HaRishon brings in the name of the Baal Halachas Gedolos that these are two distinct mitzvahs. Kviyus Rashi Chadashim V'chishuv Tkufos Kolomar Ibur Shanim. So one mitzvah is being Koveh Rosh Chodesh, and another mitzvah is to be Ma'abir of the year, to make a leap year, because by him Ki Etzlo HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Mitzvah Esei Achas Laharus Al Kviyus HaChadashim V'shamar Es Chodesh Avi V'shamart Es Achuk HaZos Lamoada Shemor Al Ibur Shanim He Mitzvah Esei Acheres. So we have one Mitzvah Esei of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, and also the other Pasuk that tells us HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem is Kiddush HaChodesh. We have a Pasuk that tells us guard the month of the spring, which tells us that we have to make sure that Pesach comes out in the spring, and in order to do that we have to make a leap year, because if we would just have the same calendar, same 12 months every year, eventually Pesach would come out in January. Imagine that, Pesach in January, Pesach by November, by Thanksgiving, Pesach at the end of December, freezing. Right? No. So we have to make sure that Pesach comes out at the right time, and that's a separate mitzvah. And the Ramban brings a raya for the Divrei Bahag from that it says in the Sifri, Hazinu Hashamayim Davra Acher, Shelo Asu Mitzvah Shenitnu Lehem Min Hashamayim, Ve'elu Hein Mitzvah Shenitnu Min Hashamayim, Ibur Shana Mekviyus Chadashim, Shenemar, V'hayu La'osu Sulam Moadim V'yamim V'shanim. So the Medrash says that the Jews didn't do the mitzvahs that were given to them from Shemayim. And what were the mitzvahs that were given to them from Shemayim? Ibur Shanim V'kviyus Chadashim. As it says, V'hayu la'osos u'lamoadim li'yamim v'shanim. So you have a pasuk that's talking about the heavenly hosts, and these are signs, and these are moadim, these are times, and these are days, and these are years. So this teaches us that we have to be Mekadesh the Chodesh, and we have to be Me'abre the Shana. And these are mitzvahs that are given Min HaShemayim, literally Min HaShemayim, because the Kriyos HaChodesh and Ibur HaShanim is dependent on the Shemayim, and what's going on up there. So the Ramban, I don't know exactly where he sees in this pasuk, maybe the Moadim. Pasuk says V'shamarta sechuk azos l'moada. So Moada, Moadim, that tells us Ibur Shanim, and Kiddush Chadashim, I don't know, but it could be a sign la'osos. It's an os for Kiddush HaChodesh. Why not? So because when you see the moon, you know there's going to be a new month. So the Ramban brings a raya from the Lashon Mitzvahs that they're considered two separate mitzvahs. But who said that they're considered two separate mitzvahs just because it says mitzvahs. We find, similar to this lashon, even with one mitzvah that's broken up into two parts. Each part is called a mitzvah. We have this in the Medrash Rabbah, on the pasuk Sova Smochos Es Panecha, Elu Zayin Mitzvahs Shebechag. These are the seven mitzvahs of the Yantif, and there it enumerates the four minim as four separate mitzvahs. And we know the four minim are one mitzvah, they're not enumerated as separate mitzvahs in the Torah. Because each part is a distinct part, element, of the mitzvah. We also find in the Talmud that Rabbi Yishmael holds that the arba tzitzis are not me'akvim ze es ze. The arba mitzvahs heim. Because these are four separate, the arba tzitzios aren't me'akib each other, because these are four separate mitzvahs. Ubevadai b'minyan ha-mitzvahs, we are not enumerating tzitzis as four separate mitzvahs. It is but one mitzvah. So what's the raya of the Ramban from the fact that it's called mitzvahs? Let it be called mitzvahs, and they're just different parts of the same mitzvah. Yibur Shanim and Kiddush Chadashim. As we see elsewhere, that where they're called mitzvahs, and yet it's really only enumerated in the 613 mitzvahs as one mitzvah. However, it would appear that we could be mechalik, that legabe arba minim shebelulav in the Torah, it's called ulekachtem lachem, prayat other kapasamarm, etc. It's all one lekicha. So even though each part is a distinct part of the mitzvah, and therefore they're called arba smachos, but the Torah puts them all together. And also by tzitzis, even though each kanaf is a chelik mesuyam, nevertheless the Torah includes it all in one essay. In one mitzvah say, Aval b'kviyus chadashim v'ibur shanim, that the Torah writes in two places, two separate places, two separate pu'ulos, two separate actions. So therefore they're going to be two separate mitzvahs. And that's why the Medrash uses the Lashon Rabim mitzvahs, shenitnu min ha-shamayim. So they're called mitzvahs Lashon Rabim, ulefi zeh. We have to understand the Rambam and the Chinuch, who considered one mitzvah, they're written in two separate places, two separate mitzvahs, two distinct acts. So mechitesi, 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 that it's considered one, that it's considered one and the same mitzvah, they're all enumerated together, both Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibur Shanim. V'anira b'zeh, so now, in order to be mefarish, the Divrei HaRambam v'Divrei HaChinuch, says Hagon HaTzadik, Rav Aaron Cohen, that be'emes, to understand why Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibur Shanim is one mitzvah, even though it's two separate pulos written in two separate places. With regard to the Chiyuv mitzvah, they're considered one mitzvah, because the Chinuch writes that the Ikar Tachas HaMitzvah is that the Moados should be established al Yidei Beis Din, and this is done via Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibur Shanim. Because what's the point of Kiddush HaChodesh? It allows us to have the Moadim. What is the point of Ibur Shanim? It allows us to have the Moadim in the proper time. So they're both L'tachlis HaMoadim, and therefore they're enumerated together. And that it says in the Sifri Shtayim, that's L'nin Kiyum HaMitzvah, that each part is a Chelek B'fnei Atzma. And as we discussed in an earlier shir, that what is Ibur Shanim? Ibur Shanim is to enable the Kvi of the Moados, just to establish when the Moadim are. But Kiddush Chadoshim has also Kiddush HaMoados. By Kiddush HaChodesh, we had some beautiful shirim on that. That's Mekadesh, the Moed, we saw in some Rishonim. Kiddush HaChodesh is already Kiddush HaMoed. So that's why the Medrash calls them mitzvos two, even though they're really one. Because the point is the Moadim. But they're two separate aspects of the same mitzvah. And maybe that's what it means in the Sifri. What are Yamim and Shanim? Kviyus Hazman. That you're Koveya the proper time. And Moadim is the Moadim. Sha'asu Yisrael, that the Jewish people man the Kriyas of time, that's the Ibur Shana. And the Moadim are the Moadim that the Jewish people make through the Osos Halavana, through the signs of the moon, that when they see the new moon, they are Makadish, the Chodesh, which is Makadish, the Moadim. But Be'emes, it would appear that they're considered too, is not from this Pasuk, but rather, these are two Pu'ulos Chalukos, two distinct actions, and they are written in two places in the Torah. And this pasuk is only here to explain why they're called mitzvah shenitnu min ha-shamayim, because the shamayim indicates to us that we should be mekayim these mitzvahs, and it enables us to be mekayim the mitzvahs. When we look at the shamayim with the different seasons, with the moon, so these are mitzvah shenitnu min ha-shamayim. But be'etzem, they're called two mitzvahs because they're written in two different places, and they're two for different pulos. But as far as the minyan ha-mitzvahs are concerned, as far as the minyan mitzvahs are concerned, it would appear pashut that the reason of the Rambam that they're considered mitzvah achas, even though they have two separate parts and they're written in two separate places in the Torah, since the tachlis ha-mitzvah is not be'ibur shanim alone, it's b'tzeir of shnei dvarim, because again the point ultimately is to make the moadim, and you need not only ibur shanim to have proper moadim, but you also need kiddush ha-chodesh. Therefore, they're considered one mitzvah, and the Rambam brings them down as one of only one of the Tariq mitzvahs, and not two, because the Tachlis is the Moadim. Another reason in the Rambam, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam enumerates the Pasuk of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem in Mitzvahs Essay 153. And also the Rambam writes in the Minyan HaMitzvah, the beginning of Mishnah Torah, Likro L'Kadish Chadoshim U'L'Chashiv Shanim V'Chadoshim B'Vezdim Bovad Shenem Rachodesh Ezelechem Rosh Chadoshim. So he writes there that the mitzvahs to be Makadish, the Chadoshim, and to, in the Minyan HaMitzvahs at the beginning of Mishnah Torah, the Rambam enumerates the 613 mitzvahs to sanctify the new months, and to be Mechashev the Shanim and the Chadoshim B'Vezdim Bovad, and to figure out how to do Ibur Shanim, how the years are going to work out in the Beis Din. As it says, HaChodesh is Alechem Rosh Chodeshim. So again, the Rambam uses the Mapasik of HaChodesh is Alechem Rosh Chodeshim. However, Behilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, the Rambam writes, Perak Aleph Halacha Zayin, Mitzvah Sesim in HaTorah Beit Shiach Shuviyedu, etc. V'yishalchu v'yodiyu shenemar shetikurosa mikrai kodesh. V'nemar v'shachayat shamarta zachuk azos lemoada. So it's a mitzvah for the Beis Din to figure out and to know the new month and to go and tell everybody. As it says, Shetikurosa mikrai kodesh. And it says v'shamarta zechuk azos lemoada. The Lechem Mishnah writes, why does he bring asher tikuro samikrei kodesh? That's only on the fact that they have to tell people asher tikuro, you're calling it mikrei kodesh. In other words, send out and tell people that it's going to be a holiday. But the ikar, because if you tell them when the new month is, they know when the holiday is. But the ikar mitzvahs in the pasuk of achodesh is elachem. But that's why the Rambam doesn't bring down a Chodesh Zelachem, because the Rambam is just telling us they have to tell people about the new month. But the primary mitzvahs are Chodesh Zelachem. But this is a problem, because why does the Rambam not bring at all the Pasuk of a Chodesh Zelachem and the Ikara mitzvah? And Pasha Sivra Rambam, that he's bringing the Pasuk of Asher Tikurosam and the Ikara mitzvah's essay, the Chorat is steered to the Minyan HaMitzvahs, that this Pasuk, the mitzvah was said from the Pasuk of HaChodesh is Elachem. However, it would appear that both are true. That he writes here, the mitzvah says, El Bezin Lechashiv Leida Mikrei Kodesh, Lechashiv Leida, to figure out the new month from the Pasuk Mikrei Kodesh, is because from this Pasuk, we learn Bam Sezachiv and the Bezin to be Koveh the Modos, and therefore they're Mechoyiv to do everything we need to be Mekadesh the Modos. But because of this, it wouldn't have been considered a mitzvah Bifnei Atzma, Minyan HaMitzvahs. Rather, the chiyuv zeh would be only prat, the detail of the chelik mitzvahs hamoados. Just like the tzibur is chayv to make the mekrei kodesh managosam, this inyan of the beis din being mekadesh the chodesh would also be a detail, an aspect, an element of the mitzvah of making the moados. Just like the am has to do with the beis din, also has to figure things out. Like we learned in an earlier shiur, like the mitzvah Kiddush Yovlos, Lashitas HaChinuch, the Kiddush Nasi Yovlos Aliyah Bei Beis Din, Vehanhagas HaKiddush Aliyah Shvisim and Melacha Aliyah Tzibur, so the Beis Din be Mekadish Nasi Yovlos, and the Tzibur not doing Melacha, that's considered one mitzvah, and that it's considered a Minyan HaMitzvah, so here also should be considered one mitzvah, that it's considered a special mitzvah, and the Minyan HaMitzvahs is not the Maisa Mitzvah of Kviyas Modos, just the Iker Din Torah Shemasvah is Kviyas HaKadosh HaMashanim Rak LeBeis Din, only Beis Din is Koveya, the months and the years, that is considered a mitzvah miyuchedes. Kiyotze mazeh matzan v'shaman abminyan amitzvahs rak diagam dinei Torah lo rak maisa amitzvahs. So we find in the minyan amitzvahs we also have dinim, not only a maisa mitzvah. So that is considered a mitzvah miyuchedes in the minyan amitzvahs is not the maisa mitzvah of kviyus hamodos, just the ikar din Torah that the Kviyus HaChadoshim V'Hashanim is given over only to the Beis Din. That's why it's considered a mitzvah. So again, it's not all it's Maisa mitzvah, it's Din. Sometimes you find Dinei Torah are written in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, like Dinei Avos HaTumah, Dinei Nezikin. These are Dinim. These are not Maisa mitzvahs. And the Rambam there writes, L'chashev shanim v'chadosh, l'kadish chadoshim, u'l'chashev shanim v'chadoshim be'beis din bilvad. So mashma, that's the ikar, why the Rambam, that this is enumerated as a mitzvah, that this should be done al yedei beis din bilvad. So that's the what we're saying here, not the maisa mitzvah, just the din, that it's a din that this should be done by the beis din. And with this we can understand why he was Mishana Brimzei HaMitzvahs. At the beginning of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, he writes only the mitzvah of Kviyas HaChadoshim. Mitzvah says, Se'achas v'ula chashev v'leidav l'kvua be'ezi yom atchilas kol chodesh m'chad she'eshana. There he only brings down the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. That's in the Rimzei HaMitzvahs at the beginning of Kiddush HaChodesh. But in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, when the Rambam enumerates briefly the 613, he writes both, L'kadesh chadoshim v'lechashev shanim v'chadoshim. There the Rambam writes, to be Mekadesh the Chodesh, and to be Mechashev the Shanim and the Chadoshim. What's Mechashev, Shanim and Chadoshim? Beveis and Bovad, that's talking about the Ibur Shana. So there, as it says, HaChodesh is Elachem. So there he brings down both mitzvahs. There the Rambam quotes both cites both mitzvahs, but in the Rimzei HaMitzvahs only the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, and in the Minyan HaMitzvahs the Rambam says both the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh and the mitzvah of Ibur Shana. Why? Why in his Ramazim does he not mention Ibur Shanim? So it would appear that in his Ramazim he only writes the halach of Kiyum HaMitzvah Befoal, how to be Mekayim the mitzvah, that Beis Din our mitzvah to be Koveya the Modos to be Mekadish them, and that's Tali B'Kiddush V'Chisha B'Chadoshim, and through that the Kiddush is finished, and Ibur Shanim is just a Hakadama for this, that the Modos should be done properly, and Ibur Shanim is not a Dover Tamidi, but in the Minyan HaMitzvah that the Iker is to tell us to be enumerate this mitzvah, that the Chishuv HaShanim V'Chadoshim Sha'al Yado Niku Nikbaim Amodo Sarch Shiarak Aide Beis Din. So here he's telling us that he wants to enumerate the mitzvah that figuring out the years and the months should be done by the Beis Din. Here he writes also the Ibur Shanim. So in the Rimzei HaMitzvahs he only writes the Maisa Mitzvah, the Maisa Mitzvahs, the Kiddush HaChodesh. And in the Minyan HaMitzvahs he's writing the Din. Not only the Maisa Mitzvah that Beis Din's Mekadesh the Chodesh, but that it's Beis Din's job, there's a Din that they have to be Mekadesh Chodesh and be Ma'abir the Shana. That's a din, that's the way, that's the proper way that it's done, that's the law that they have to, not every law is again a Maisa Mitzvah. So the proper law is that it's based in who has to figure out the new months based on Kiddush HaChodesh and also Ibur Shanim and also the new moon. And therefore he writes each thing specifically, L'kadesh Chadashim, L'chashev Shanim V'Chadashim, to be Mekadesh L'Chodeshim, to figure out the Shanim L'Chadashim. And what he means is the two inyanim of Kiddush Moados. Kiddush Moados, through Kiddush Chadashim, through which there's a chalos of Kiddush Moados, like we discussed in an earlier shir, and Chishuv HaShanim V'HaChadashim, and figuring out the months and the years. Through this, there's a kviyus zman of the moados that all of these pratim have to be done by the Beis Din. So those are the two dinim. The two dinim are Kiddush HaChodesh. That has to be done by Beis Din. And that's a din, and it's also a Maaseh Mitzvah. And also Chishev HaShanim VaChadashim, making the, figuring out the new years, to figure out when to make an Ibri, you are meant to make a Shana Muberes. And this way the Moedos are going to fall out in their proper time. And all of this has to be done by the Beis Din. That's the Rambam in his Minyan HaMitzvahs. And based on this, we can understand why the Rambam enumerates the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashanah, Kiddush Hashchodesh, v'Ibur Shanim, the mitzvah achas. Why? Even though they're written in two separate places in the Torah. And that's why the Sifri enumerates them as two separate mitzvahs. Because that it says, Shmoras Chodesh Aviv isn't a mitzvah of Ne'atzma, it's part of the mitzvah of the Moados. And that it's considered a mitzvah is only a din, that it should be done by the Beis Din. So we have the din of Ibur Shanim, and then we have the din in the mitzvah of Kiddush Chadashim, and the point of both of them is to get to the Moed. And therefore they're one mitzvah. They're enumerated as one mitzvah, because they're both pratim in the Moados. However, since they are separate pa'ulos, and they're different aspects of the din, they are written in different places, and the Sifri enumerates them as two separate mitzvahs. But be a seldom, fundamentally, it's really one mitzvah. And what's that mitzvah? That mitzvah is Kviyus HaMoados. Okay, so sweet friends, Baruch Hashem, we've covered some ground here. We've seen some Kedushim Nefilayim. And Hashem, hopefully, will give us life. And we will be able to continue discussing this fascinating mitzvah and see continuing Neflos Mitoras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.